Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Myers maths teacher is asking us to take 30 seconds out of our day today to help him secure €150,000 worth of funding and support from Richard Branson, one of the most, successful businessmen and entrepreneurs of our time. He is Brian Arnold and he's on the phone now. Hi, Brian.
How are you doing, Ryan? Nice. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. You're from Clontarf in Dublin originally, co-founder of Hegarty Maths, which is what exactly?
So basically what Hegarty Maths is at the moment, it's a collection of over 1,500 videos of me and my friend Colin Hegarty, who's a math teacher as well. And what we do is we make videos that we upload onto YouTube that our students and students around the world have been using at home, in the comfort of their own home, to learn and prepare for their exams.
And the videos are presented by whom?
Myself and Colin. So we have a piece of software on our computers that allows us to basically write on the screen. You don't see us, but you do hear, and we explain everything while we write it on your screen.
Okay, sounds like a beautiful mind. You know that where he's kind of writing up in the sky, which would be kind of
a little bit like that.
Appropriate. What is it that has made your site so popular? I mean, you're at how many views now at this stage?
We're closing in on 5 million.
I mean, that's extraordinary numbers. So what is it that you're doing that is so appealing to students, especially if maths, complicated subject for lots of people?
Yeah, it can be a complicated subject. I suppose one of the things is that myself and Colin, we've got a real passion for it. Now, both of us are specialists in the subject, which really helps. Yeah. And, you know, we've been working together for nearly 4 or 5 years on this. We spend probably an inordinate amount of time discussing maths and trying to come up with the best ways to explain things and connect things together, because maths is a very complicated subject and it's quite difficult to navigate your way through it. So we love the subject, and that's why we've been doing it. You know.
And the feedback is saying what to you from students mostly?
The feedback has been unbelievable. Even from adults, we have adult learners that are using it, that are getting their qualifications in order to, improve their job prospects. We get thousands and thousands of messages just saying thank you so much, because there's a lot of kids out there who just can't afford tuition and grinds. And this is a great platform for them to get the help that they need at home, because, you know, I don't think it's fair, and Colin doesn't think it's fair, that, you know, the disadvantaged just can't afford it. So we put it up there for free, and a lot of students have had success with it.
Okay, it's something that I hear a lot, and do you know what, I'm guilty of it myself, is I'm rubbish at maths. I am rubbish at maths, and I don't know how to do it, and I just can't, I don't have the gene in my system for it.
Well, what I would say to you is, would you ever say, I'm rubbish at English?
No.
I'm rubbish at writing? No. And I think that's an absolute criminal thing happening today, is that people can say things like that without, you know, batting an eyelid, because you would never, ever say that about English, and it should be the same thing about maths. Maths is an incredibly important subject, and anyone can do it as long as you have the right support and things are explained in the correct manner and the connections are made.
Right.
Anyone can do it. All you've got to do is develop a resilience and a confidence for it, and then you can actually make lots of progress.
You are to maths as I am to history, like passionate, evangelical, I always say, it's not, you don't dislike history, you've just got a teacher who's not very good. You know, the right teacher, like you are, obviously, who comes along and says, no, not only is this not that difficult, it's also fascinating and fun.
Absolutely. I mean, I often say to my students that, look, guys, I'm no cleverer than you. Students will often, they'll be amazed at, you know, maybe I'm explaining something, I can think and I can do a calculation quite quickly. And it's not that I'm any more intelligent than anyone.
Yeah.
It's that I've just got more experience. I've been doing it for a lot longer, so it's easier, you know. And it's like when you're driving a car. When you start to drive a car, it's quite a complicated process. You're trying to, you know, you're putting your belt on, checking your blind spots, have to get the clutch in, you know, get the right gear, all of that. You have to think about so many things all at once. But then after a few years of driving, you know, you get into your car and the first thing you think about is what you're going to have for dinner. It's, you know, and that's the way maths is. You've just got to have that resilience and confidence and keep going and understand that actually getting it wrong is the whole point. If you get it right all the time, you haven't learned anything. Getting it wrong is where you make the progress.
So you're in London for, what, the last 5 years or so?
That's right, yeah.
From Clontarf.
To train.
Okay, and, and you're working with Colin Hegarty. Is he an Irishman as well?
Yeah, his parents are from Mayo and Clare. He was raised in a part of London called Kilburn, which is...
oh, yeah, famous Irish.
It's like Irish town.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, famous Irish town, exactly. So yourself and Colin teamed up to form Hegarty Maths, which we can go on and watch what on. Is it YouTube or is it more official than that?
HegartyMaths.com. Okay. HegartyMaths.com.
Now, the reason we want to talk to you today is because we have one more day of voting in a competition that we in Ireland can help edge you towards your dream, which is all about Richard Branson. A lot of money going begging for in this prize, the Virgin Media Business Pitch to Rich competition, which in a nutshell is what?
Well, basically, the Virgin launched this competition for budding entrepreneurs to put forward an idea and pitch their idea to Richard Branson. Now, there's £1 million in prize altogether, but there's three different categories, and we're in the startup category. And out of over 2,000 pitches, we're now down to the final 10 in our category, and this is the very... there's less than 24 hours of voting left, and now we're doing okay, but we're getting caught fast, and like what I'm hoping for is that the Irish people get behind us and vote for us, because if we get this support, it'll enable us to get this product, this website into so many schools around the world. And you know, we will never ever charge students for use of it. It'll always be free. And you know, that's our mantra. We want to provide quality maths education to as many kids as possible and help them out.
Mathematical democracy in full flight.
Indeed.
You've gone from 2,000 applicants to 10. That's pretty brilliant. But it's not good enough, because you want to win this thing. So we need to get you out of that 10. And is it to win it or to get FaceTime with Branson?
Yeah, so what happens is at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, the voting closes. It's a public vote. The top three from each category then make the final. We're doing okay at the moment, but we're actually getting chased down by a company that makes holograms and another one that makes instant cauliflower rice.
Well, we need to beat them
microwavable cauliflower
away.
Rice,
yeah, so. We get them out of the picture altogether. So it's like politics. You've never won until the final vote is counted. So we take nothing for granted here. So where can we go? Because I want to vote for you now myself. So where do I go?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to do it is actually to go to HegartyMaths.com.
Okay,
and
good.
On the landing page, there's a button that says Vote Now.
Yeah.
If you click on that...
Wait, I'm going on it. Wait. Hegarty Maths. Sugar. You know when you're under pressure, you always put it in wrong then. Maths.com.
Sorry, take your time. I've got the patience.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'm on. Well, vote now. It's coming straight up. Don't forget to verify. So click on... vote now. Click that, which I've just done.
Now, that'll take you to Virgin's page, where you'll see, I don't know, you can see it says semi-finalist, and it says like this pitch,
and there's
a button to click. It says vote now. That's the one that you need to actually click.
Yeah. I've clicked
that.
And
then a little box comes up.
Yes.
And you get your details in there, and once you cast your vote, Virgin are then going to send you an email, and that you need to click the link in the email to verify it, because otherwise it doesn't count.
Yeah, good, I'm doing that. I'm going to do all that. Actually, I better say goodbye to you first. But I agree to the terms. Yes. I am not a robot. I love that. That's a very 21st century thing, isn't it? I am not a robot. But I am a real human being and I have feelings and I vote for you. Okay, well, let's ask everyone to do that today and get you over the line so that we can follow your story as you then get to stand before Richard Branson, impress him. You got the gift of the gab. Head down and swallow the Blarney Stone like our friend Kira did last week on the Wild Atlantic Way and knock him out of the park and get your money and bring maths to the people.
That's what we want to do, Ryan. Thanks so much.
Stop,
1 minute and it could make a huge difference to kids everywhere.
Okay, HegartyMaths.com, friends. It's not going to cost you anything, bar a minute of your time, if that. Okay, Brian, we'll be following you with interest. Good luck, okay?
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Hope it goes really well for you. Thanks for your time today.
All the best.
Take
Bye
care.
Now.
Bye.